Busy highway, heavy traffic, including those crazies who suddenly cross three lanes at once. You need your wits about you at all times. You need to be looking at what's going on all around you. You're looking ahead. You're looking out the rear window. You're checking your mirror on the left and the right, trying to locate all the cars around you and even anticipate what some of them might do next. But even with all that, you're not seeing everything. Because there's one spot you can't see out the front window, the rear window, the mirrors. It's that dangerous spot somewhere on the back right side of your car. You know what they call it. Your what? Yeah, blind spot. And seeing what's there could be the difference between getting home safely and not getting home at all. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what you can't see really can hurt you. And that's not just true about driving down the highway. It's true about your entire journey on this planet. There's something a lot of folks can't see that someone's actually trying to keep them from seeing, that can keep them from ever getting home to the God who made them, to the purpose he made them for, to the heaven they hope to go to when they die. 2 Corinthians 4:4, our word for today from the Word of God. Well, there he lets us look into the spiritual blind spot that can cost us so much. Referring to Satan, God says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ." Now listen, there are some very wonderful, very bright people who have been blinded to the greatest need in their life, their need for Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for them. The light we're blinded to, it says, is the gospel of the glory of Christ. The Bible actually defines what this gospel, this good news is. By this gospel, it says, you are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day. The reason for the horrific death of God's Son on a Roman cross was that he was dying to pay for your sins and mine, so we would never have to. Because no one else could have or even claimed to give his life to pay for your sins. He's your only hope of having your sins erased from God's book. He's your only hope of getting into God's heaven. Because Jesus didn't stay dead. He blew the doors off his grave on Easter morning, so only the one with eternal life can give you eternal life. But the devil doesn't want you to see that. He wants you in hell with him. So he's blinded you. He blinds us with pride. We're too proud to admit we need a Savior instead of making it on our own. Satan blinds us with religion. So we think a religion about Jesus will get us to heaven. It won't. It can't. Sometimes the devil blinds us, yeah, with other Christians who've represented Jesus poorly. But Jesus is the issue, not Christians. Satan is saying anything but Jesus. Focus on anything you want except Jesus. His goal is to keep you blinded to Jesus until the day you die, and then his mission is accomplished forever. But today the Holy Spirit of God is working in your heart to show you what Satan has tried to keep you from seeing. That tug you feel in your heart? That's the pull of God. He's drawing you to his Son. Forget all the other stuff, religion, rituals, Christians, theories, earth stuff, and just walk up to that cross and say, "Jesus, I'm not blind anymore. I see it now. I see you now. You died here for me, and I'm coming home to you right now. I'm yours from this moment on." He promised that at that moment, he would forgive every wrong thing you have ever done, and he would write your name in his book of life, your guarantee that you're going to heaven someday. You know, I've tried my best to simply explain this awesome good news about Jesus at our website, so I want to invite you to go there and check it out. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. I don't know if you'll ever be this close to him again, if you'll be able to see him like this again. As the Bible says, call on him while he is near. You've got so much to gain with Jesus. You got so much to lose without him.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.